Welcome to the Watchman's Cry Remnant Watcher, the program that equips the saints and prepares God's people for the return of Christ.
Hello, my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry Remnant Watcher. I'm Nathan Leal, and the website is watchmanscry.com. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in today and giving us your time to listen to our thoughts and the things that we have to share. I have Allison here, and today we're going to be sharing with you some of the research that we have been doing. As you know by now, we're in the middle of a Twilight Zone episode. Pick the title, pick the movie, but we're there. We're in the end times. The horsemen have been released from the stalls up in heaven. The hooves are coming down and they're pounding the earth. The first horseman has arrived. I shared that on the last program, and I want to continue those thoughts. And this is going to be a continual narrative in a series where we are addressing this corona thing. There's a lot of things that we want to share and present to you. So let's just get right to it. Allison, thanks for being here with me. The audience has been writing you, writing me in Messenger and emails, wanting to know our thoughts, because they have thoughts. And of course, you have been getting inundated with programs, YouTube's opinions, emails, etc., on what's going on. It's crazy madness, isn't it, on this corona thing? It's
yes,
crazy.
Definitely. It's everywhere, and everybody has a view on it and a take on it.
We live in northern Idaho in the panhandle, and up here where we are, the sheriffs around here said that they're not going to enforce it. So we have been privileged to be able to get things. And plus, we're also privileged to be living right next to the forest. So we take drives to get out with the cabin fever. So we are blessed here. But then we look into the news and we see that there's other parts of the country that are in the middle of madness. The cops are arresting people. People are getting fined. There's a lot of weirdness going on. And this thing is just getting started, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to get worse. And we've been talking about how it's going to get weird where people, neighbors, citizens will be spying and reporting on others that aren't wearing the mask or they're not social distancing. And it's going to get weird, isn't it? Because we've already encountered a few episodes of that, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And personally, we've had some people not attack us, but verbally attack us. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been weird. And we'll share that at another time. But this is happening worldwide as well. Allison, you're a dual citizen, Germany as well, and you told me that you've been getting reports from your friends in Germany. The lockdown did occur there, and then it slowly started to loosen up, but still the measures are very imposing, right? The loss of freedoms and the liberties have been taken. There's people spying on each other, just like here in the States, and now they're starting to rise up, aren't they?
Yeah, there's some civil unrest starting. Germany has been seeing some demonstrations against coronavirus lockdown measures. The police have been trying to subdue them, and certain measures, some quite harsh. The majority demonstrating are just regular folks.
This thing is not just in America. This thing's worldwide.
Worldwide.
It's in Europe, it's in America, and it's now going into the South. Bill Gates has his vaccine program.
Yeah.
And what is Gavi? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Global Alliance for Vaccines.
The Global Alliance for Vaccines, Gavi.
And immunization, exactly, Gavi.
And he went to Europe. He went to Berlin, actually.
He went to Berlin.
A few years ago with, he stood with Merkel on the stage and announced this new
vaccination
program.
Plan. Mm-hmm.
Now, most of the listeners know, and ladies and gentlemen, most of you are smart, you're researchers. Many of you are trying to make sense of this as well. You're listening, you're watching the horizon, you're paying attention, you're being vigilant, just like God's remnant is supposed to. So kudos for all of you. And most of you have heard the soundbite that Bill Gates made years ago, that depopulation of the earth can be done with vaccines. And now here we go. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation seems to be at the forefront of this push for a vaccine. And he went to Europe to push it with Merkel. And then we have him involved here in the States. And when we look around, this thing is very suspicious. It's suspect. And let's just call it what it is. It looks to be like the big plan of depopulation that they wanted to do. They, the New World Order, and they, the globalists, and all of them who wanted depopulation. And it seems to run regular with billionaires. I don't know why. Billionaires want to depopulate the earth. And most of the listeners are familiar with Deagle. That's Deagle.com. And if you're not familiar with it, folks, you can Google it, deagle.com, and type in deep population or population in 2025, and you will get the expected number of how many people will be in America, according to them, in 5 years. And that number is below 100 million. Right now we have 330 million, but they're saying that it's going to be below 100 million. They said for Germany, Germany has 80 million, and that's going to be down to...
some crazy number, and it's crazy numbers. Most of the Western world will be depopulated, according to Deagle's. Not really the Eastern countries or
the West.
Mostly the West that will be depopulated, according to Deagle.
According to Deagle. And of course, we don't know who Deagle is, but we're very suspicious that it's a CIA front because they have too much information. Every day they report the defense contract purchases from nations all around the world. They have too much information to just be some bachelor living in his mother's basement for a hobby. There's no way that this is just an individual. So they forecast it, and they're letting us know what they're going to do. And Bill Gates also said vaccines can be used to depopulate. And Allison, I know that a lot of listeners want to make sense of this. Where are we in the timeline is the big question.
Yeah.
And for most Christians, there seems to be a consensus and a growing opinion and a growing observation that if it hasn't started, it's about to start pretty soon, the tribulation.
Either or, yes.
Either or. We're very close. And possibly the first horseman has been loose, the white horse. And we talked about that in the last program. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't hear it, you can go to watchmenscry.com and listen to that program. But we share in there about the white horse. Now, I know that traditionally most people have the narrative figured out because they were taught in their church how it's going to play out. But I have always maintained that God's going to throw a curveball, and he wants us to really be wise and try to figure it out and understand. But tradition tells us that the white horse is the Antichrist going out to conquer. But when we really look at the white horse and then compare it to right now, the white horse is wearing a crown and he conquers. It's conquering. It says he went out conquering and to conquer wearing a crown without firing an arrow. No arrow is in his bow. So the coronavirus means crown. Is that a coincidence, or are we watching prophecy before our eyes? I think we are.
Yeah, we're not sure, of course, but it seems very much like it. This really could apply because when you look at the forecasts for the world's economy after this crisis, or while it's still going, it's quite dire what they're expecting to happen. And it looks like the other three horsemen that will follow after the first one, they seem to apply to what could happen.
The unemployment rate, what are they saying for America? 42%?
Yeah, that's the...
The Great Depression had 24. Folks, we're looking at numbers that are twice as bad as the Great Depression. And then out of that, there's going to be a dollar crash. There's going to be an economic crash. After the lockdown lifts, and every state will be different, how many companies will not reopen? How many? Mm-hmm. A lot. JCPenney's is not going to reopen. That's what it sounds like.
Sad.
They're not going to reopen.
Belly up. Yep.
Why? And then all those mom and pops.
A lot of mom and pop stores, yeah.
So this is an engineered destruction of the world economy, and this isn't just happening here. In Germany, same thing, right?
Sure, some have been hurt. Some tried to stay afloat somehow, and there have been some stimulus packages in Germany as well. A lot of businesses are not going to survive this.
Okay, right now, the stimulus included forbearance, and forbearance is frozen mortgages and frozen rents, but that can't go on forever. So after that lifts and that after that expires, they're saying we're going to see tens of millions of mortgages default and go into foreclosure.
Yeah.
Just like the first crisis, but this is going to be worse. And then on top of that, we're going to see empty buildings. We're going to see empty shopping malls. So many companies are not going to be able to come out of this. And then on top of that, we have the supply chain of food. And we talked about that previously, and now here we are, the supply chain of meat and fruits and vegetables. The farmers are growing food, and the ranchers do have cows, but the supply chain has a choke point, a bottleneck at the processing factories or at distribution. Allison, we just read a story here in Idaho. We're known for potatoes. What are they doing?
Yeah, they're throwing the potatoes out into the streets. You know,
Dumping them. Because they can't get them to market because the price of potatoes crashed in the commodities market, and it's not even worth it to sell the potatoes. So from the growers or the ranchers or the meat processors or the food processors to the store, right now, there might be shelves that have a good supply, but it's already starting to hit the markets. I'm seeing the limits, one package per person or two.
Well, I would say that the current situation is about 6 weeks behind. So let's see how it looks in a month and a half.
for the people who do just-in-time shopping and have not been proactive with their shopping and haven't saved, they're going to be in trouble, Alice. The food lines are already showing up. In Florida, we're seeing this, and in several parts of the country. So famine, by the way, this is not just a phenomenon in America. It's happening in Europe as well. And in Africa, the supply distribution for food is now getting turned upside down. That's the third horse is famine and death. And then, of course, the second horse is war. So we have war, the war horse, the red horse is coming. It's going to show up. Right now, the military is getting ready for it. Trump knows what's going on. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be a Trump supporter, I have always maintained from the very beginning that Trump was a shill and he was placed there to oversee the reset of the dollar and the crash of the dollar and the default of the America financial system. And now here we are. And he's not only going to oversee that, he's also going to oversee the forced vaccination of Americans.
Yep, you heard that right. Forced vaccination.
And who's he going to use, Ellison?
The military.
The military.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. We're doing very well with the vaccine. And I will tell you something. I just literally left a meeting. We're mobilizing our military and other forces, but we're mobilizing our military on the basis that we do have a vaccine. You know, it's a massive job to give this vaccine. Our military is now being mobilized. So at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump has already said it, and most of you know this already. He said it just a few days ago. He's mobilizing the military. He just recruited a vaccine czar. I can't even pronounce his name. Allison, how do you say his name?
Moncef Slaoui.
He's been on the board of various pharmaceutical companies, vaccine companies. He's been a member of companies that are involved with DARPA and the U.S. military vaccine programs. And the kind of vaccine that he's developing is that new DNA that messes with the actual genome of a person. It goes in there. It doesn't just do it with antibodies. It does it by messing with genetics of a person. And that's what they're working on. Operation Warp Speed, announced by Trump, is going to jab each and every American when the vaccine is ready and force. They're already talking about it. They're going to force inject every American. And this is Donald Trump, Mr. MAGA, Mr. Freedom Man, Mr. Taking America Back, nationalistic, patriotic. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Trump supporter, God bless you for trying. God bless you for hope, your hope, and you were hoping for the best. But now his true colors are showing. And I just want to encourage everyone out there to see that we were bamboozled. And the only way this thing could be successful, the church needed to be on board.
Yeah.
So Trump spent the first 3 years winning the church, and he has their trust now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy that Trump is playing the role of theater. His listeners have this idea of the left-right. They have this idea that there's two sides. And for some reason, they can't see that he's playing this role. So I'm going to present a display. Now, I get emails all the time.
Yes.
I've shared some of them with you where people will write and they'll say, Nathan, you have no proof. You have no proof to what you're saying. And then I get schooled on how terrible I am because I'm sharing the truth. And then I get told that I'm not a Christian. And then I'm told the other thing, that Donald Trump is God's man. And in fact, Allison, I have right here one of the emails from a listener. And I'm going to read this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a sample of what I get. And there's a reason I'm going to share this, because there seems to be a disconnect between free thinking with Trump supporters.
Yes.
Because there is all sorts of evidence before all of our eyes that proves what I'm saying. But even after I do this, I'm going to get hate mail, because in the last program, we share truth and then we get emails like this. So I'm going to go ahead and read this. It says, Nathan, you have no concrete evidence or proof of anything you're saying. That's how it starts. And it continues. You're doing the devil's work, trying to plant doubt in the minds of people. No, ladies and gentlemen, the devil is a deceiver, and he will lie and he will blind the eyes of people, even though the truth is right there. And the only way to escape the truth is to open our eyes and be willing to see the truth and want the truth. For some reason, you can put the truth in front on a silver platter in front of some Trump supporters and they don't want to see it.
No.
They refuse to see it. Allison, you've ran across this a lot.
All the time. All the time. They refuse it. They will not hold it up to truth. Whatever they hear, they will not check it, see if it's true. No.
What happens usually when the truth is shared? When they can't handle hearing the truth, then it turns into a personal attack toward you, the messenger.
Oh, yes. If you can't stomach the truth, then you have to turn it around and you have to attack, of course. Then you go into the defensive. And then if you don't have any arguments, You get accused. Yeah.
They belittle.
Oh, yeah.
So the letter goes on. You have no concrete proof of anything you're saying. And then here comes the attack.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the devil's work trying to plant doubt in the minds of people. So that's an accusation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not planting doubt. I'm sharing the truth from the wall. You're certainly doing evil work and you're slandering. Ladies and gentlemen, to share the truth on what a king is doing, if a king is doing good or evil, whatever they're doing, if you report it, it's not slandering. It's reporting what the king's doing.
No, it's reporting what's actually going on. You're reporting facts. You're not slandering.
You know, the Bible in 1st and 2nd Kings and in Samuel, 1st and 2nd Samuel, has the report of the kings in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that the narrative usually starts, it says, and then so-and-so became king after the last one dies. And usually with the introduction of the next guy, it says, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, or he did good in the sight of the Lord.
So were the people in the Bible, were they slandering the kings when they were writing that down?
Oh man, Samuel slandered.
Was he a slanderer?
Huh. Oh no.
Because he reported the truth, what was actually going on.
Right. So this is just absurd. It goes on. Okay, now here's another summary of me. By the way, I don't hate Trump.
No.
I just report on the guy. I don't trust him because I've seen too much. Mm-hmm. But she goes on and says, you're a President Trump hater. And it's obvious. Whatever is or isn't is God's business, not your business. So when Jesus said, watch, and he gave us Revelation, and he gave us Matthew 24 and Luke 21, Mark 13, and the end time narratives and warnings, he made it our business because he said, watch.
Yeah.
That's our job to watch. But this person says it isn't our business. God is in control of it all. Nothing under the sun occurs unless it's the will of God. You're off base and uninformed. No, email writer, I am not uninformed. I share the truth. I give sound bites from him himself of what he's doing. And I just played a clip earlier that they're working on Operation Warp Speed. They're working on a vaccine and he's going to get the military.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. We're doing very well with the vaccine. And I will tell you something. I just literally left a meeting. We're mobilizing our military and other forces, but we're mobilizing our military on the basis that we do have a vaccine. You know, it's a massive job to give this vaccine. Our military is now being mobilized. So at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
That is not being uninformed. That's sharing the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
So for the Trump supporters out there who don't like that information, I guess that's just the way it is because there will be some. It says if it was possible, the very elect would be deceived. And I guess that's a choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a choice. So it goes on. I am surprised you haven't been sued.
Been sued by a public figure.
The president.
By the president. Oh, really?
It's not your place to dissect another human being.
Mm-hmm. He's just not your fellow brother in church sitting next to you, but he's the president of the United States.
The leader of the free world.
The leader of the free world. So we have every right to dissect what he's doing and to hold it up against the light. So I wonder if this listener who wrote this email also thinks that since the Antichrist is doing his work and it's God's will that he does it, are we not allowed to criticize him or to share what he's doing in the darkness?
Indeed. Thank you, Allison. And you know, I've been wondering about that. When the Antichrist does appear and he's doing his thing.
Do we pray for him?
Will Christians defend him?
Yeah. Well, are we going to be accused of antagonizing or not respecting?
Indeed. And we do see that. There will be persecution. People will be persecuted.
We will probably get attacked once he's out there in the open and we expose them. I guess the people who expose them will be attacked because they're not praying for him.
And will there ever be an acknowledgement up until the time that Jesus appears in the clouds? Will the earth actually know who the Antichrist is?
That's the question. Will God throw us a curveball? It's not all going to be the way we think it will be.
I really don't think that it will be obvious who the Antichrist is, who this guy is. It won't. Because look how they're behaving now. And we see too much.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's a sample of some of the logic that is out there.
And that's one of the tame emails that we get.
Oh, man. Indeed, right? Okay, so back to where we were. He's praising the pharmaceutical companies that are working on a vaccine for the whole world that's going to be injected into people with the help of the military. In America, I wonder if that's going to follow suit in Europe.
Probably, because they're all working together, apparently.
They are working
together.
He's
saying it.
He's saying it. Okay, let's go on. Let's hear what he has to say. Here we go.
Today, we met with the big, great pharmaceutical companies, and they're really working hard and they're working smart. And we had a great meeting today with a lot of the great companies, and they're going to have vaccines, I think, relatively soon. And they're going to have...
Stop the tape.
Why are people hollering and happy about this vaccine?
Allison, I have right here, this is a law that was passed in 1986 by Congress in the United States. And it says, I'll ask you to read this starting right here. It's called the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, or the NCVIA. And it says right here where number one is. Okay, Allison, before you read that, let me just remind what we just heard. He said a vaccine is going to be made for the whole world, and people clapped. They clapped. What does this say right here?
Okay, it says under 42 U.S. Code number 308A22, Standards of Responsibility, no vaccine manufacturer shall be liable in a civil action for damages arising from a vaccine-related injury or death associated with the administration of a vaccine after October 1st, 1988, if the injury or death resulted from side effects that were unavoidable, even though the vaccine was properly prepared and was accompanied by proper directions and warnings.
Okay, so that's a law saying if a vaccine is poked into you and you die, or you lose your neurological abilities, or go cripple, or your organs fail, like it does happen, and we hear about those things. People go into comas, kids have epileptic fits, and there's a lot of side effects. We know about this. They cannot be held liable. So if a vaccine is forced into somebody, that means you don't have a say. So ladies and gentlemen, if you have children and they have the coronavirus vaccine, what's going to be in it? Allison, what's in it?
Yeah. What's in it?
What's going to be in it? And by the way, Alan Dershowitz, the attitude that he had, I'm going to play a clip right here of Donald Trump's
buddy.
He defended him in the
close
impeachment.
Buddy, yeah.
Folks, listen to this. Here we go.
Let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread a disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you? No right not to be vaccinated? Meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm. If the vaccination
Where is that in the Constitution?
To prevent, if the vaccination is designed to prevent the spreading disease. If the vaccination is only to prevent a disease that you will get, for example, if there's a disease that will kill you, you have the right to refuse that, but you have no right to refuse to be vaccinated against a contagious disease. Public health, the police power of the Constitution, gives the state the power to compel that, and there are cases in the United States Supreme Court.
Okay. We have no rights. They can forcibly, you heard him, right? Jab.
Yeah. Forcibly vaccinate us.
And jab us. And then we just read the rule. And if you die, too bad.
Yeah.
There's no recourse.
Well, that's great.
And this is Donald Trump's buddy. And Donald Trump said he's working with the great vaccine companies. And he already announced that the army is going to be used to help with the inoculation of America. Ladies and gentlemen, is this MAGA? Is this making America great where people are forced to take a vaccine by the U.S. military? And if not, what sort of penalties will there be? What is the future of America with monitoring after the vaccine comes out? What sort of measures are going to be used? I'm already reading reports that there's going to be a checkpoint inside.
Yeah.
You know, before there was the one, make sure you didn't have a weapon. Now there's going to be some sort of monitor that takes your temperature. And are you going to have to show that you have been vaccinated by some trinket you're wearing? Or what is the identifier to prove you've been inoculated?
Yeah.
Is it an ID card? Is it something on our bodies? Is it something we carry in our wallet? Is it in our eyes? Or will it be facial recognition? What is it going to be? But that's what they're working on. There's too much information revealing this. This is happening worldwide. So ladies and gentlemen, I have heard some people and they're asking the question if this is the mark. Allison, I don't know if this is the mark, but this is something very weird and it's happening to the entire planet.
If it's not the mark, it's at least something that will lead up to something like the mark, and it will just make us get used to being controlled and checked like that, being under surveillance.
The world has changed since January 1st, 2020, when that ball came down. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Not really, huh? So this year has changed and the world has changed, and we have entered a very bad economic cycle that's going to be historical. If this is not the end, Allison, if this is not the end, we're in for some hurt. Folks, the decade of the 20s, from 2020 to 2030, they're saying is going to be a lost economic decade. Mm-hmm. We're going to enter a greater depression, and we're going to have several drops, and it's going to be way worse than what we had in 1929. The unemployment rate is expected to be almost 50% of America, mm-hmm. between 40 and 50%. The Great Depression had 24 to 25%. We're going to see an economic crash. We're going to see empty buildings, empty shopping malls. How many mom and pops are going to be around when this reopens? How many?
Almost nothing.
How can you survive that?
I mean, you talked to a lady the other day.
Yes, Allison, thank you. I did. I spoke to a lady who was in charge of commercial properties and maintaining commercial properties in New York. I spoke to her just a few days ago, and I asked her what the general mood is in New York. Her job is to send an inspector to commercial properties in New York once a year to make sure the building is okay. So she sends them to mom and pops and to corporate buildings. And I asked her, what is the general mood? This is New York City people that she speaks to all day long. Mm-hmm. And she said, if I may be frank, and I'm not going to say the word, but she said they are scared poopless, I guess. She said the other word, but they're afraid. And I asked her why. And she said, because they've been in lockdown this long and it's going to continue for more weeks further. Mm-hmm. And they don't know how they're going to survive. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are already going under. They're going belly up. This is reshaping the entire planet, the economy of the United States and the rest of the world, of Europe, of South America, Africa. It's destroying the middle class, ladies and gentlemen. This thing is engineered. It's evil. And Donald Trump is at the helm. So for Trump people to still say that he has nothing to do with it, even after all this, you know, he has Fauci next to him. And how do you explain it away when he appoints this?
Well, people are saying he's fighting, combating deep state, and he's just surrounded by enemies when he speaks to us, right?
Indeed. But what's the truth about this matter? Yeah. It should be obvious, Allison. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't say this enough. Trump is a lie. He is a ruse. He's displaying theater. This is a scheme. It's a psyop. Psyop Trump is before our eyes. Deceiving Donald is before our eyes. And his defense lawyer, Mr. Dershowitz, gave that little speech on national TV. And this reveals that Donald Trump is playing his flute.
Yes.
He's playing his flute.
For Pied Piper.
Indeed. But they adore his song, don't they?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, be warned. It's a song of death. It's a funeral dirge leading people to the slaughter. He did a show Sunday. He actually had the gall. I can't believe this. Even after what we are watching right now, he had the gall to say a few days ago, I have the chance to break up deep state.
Yeah.
He has the chance to break up deep. His buddy from Goldman Sachs, Tim Geithner, is in charge of the Treasury. And the Treasury right now is working with the Federal Reserve to buy everything. The Federal Reserve is becoming the owner of everything. They're buying corporations, they're investing in the stock market, they're buying bonds, corporate bonds, they're investing in everything, they're holding up everything, and they're going to become, and they've even said this, owners of the companies that they're helping to prop up, meaning that the Federal Reserve is becoming the owner of the world. And he's working with the Treasury to do this. Mm-hmm. That is the swamp on display. When he gave his MAGA rallies, when he was running the first time, 2015, folks, how many of you remember he said the Federal Reserve is the devil? Mm-hmm. He constantly complained about the Fed.
Yes.
And everyone clapped. Yeah, he's going to dissolve the Fed. Q has told his people, trust the plan. He's going to dissolve the Fed. Mm-hmm. The Fed's bad. Trump hates it. Well, right now, the Fed's buying up the whole world.
Yeah.
And Tim Geithner, his buddy, is overseeing it. So that doesn't sound like he's draining the swamp. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a ruse. This is the biggest deception lie that I've ever seen. And it's amazing that Christians still will not open their eyes and see it, Allison. No. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Trump supporter, come on. I mean, really? What is it going to take? What will it take?
Right.
Does he have to show up at your house and steal your daughter? You know how they did in the old days, the owner of the land would come in and at a new wedding.
Prima nocte.
And rape.
Yeah, the first night, the rite of the first night.
And they did it because is that what it would take? Because he's raping us already financially. He is putting the middle class out of business. He's destroying, he's overseeing. And folks, please don't say that it's not him. He's the president. He has stated that he is the one in control. He has all the power. He's the one that's saying everyone has to obey him. Generals have to obey him. The army has to obey him. Corporate leaders have to obey him. He has stated that. So if he's the guy that's in charge and he says people have to obey him, we can't throw him a free pass and say it's out of his hands that Fauci is standing next to him and then is working on a vaccine with Bill Gates. So it's only Fauci and Bill Gates, even though Fauci's 2 feet from him, but he has nothing to do with it. Come on. Allison, are people stupid? And I know I'm getting fired up right here, but this is just so dumb. Ladies and gentlemen, please stop it. You know, when our teenagers come home and they try to, you know, they've been doing wrong and they smell like cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, beer or alcohol, and you smell them, you go, what are you doing? Nothing. It was my friend. He spilt it on me. Oh, okay. Your friend's the drinker, not you. Okay, go to bed. Good night. I love you. Is that what a good parent does?
No.
They want to get to the bottom of it, right?
Yes.
But when it's Trump and he smells like beer.
It's Fauci.
It's Fauci's fault. It was his beer.
He just spilt it on him.
Fauci spilt his vaccine on Trump. It's not Trump's fault.
Right.
So, folks, come on. The devil's laughing. He is laughing at Christians right now because it says in Revelation 13, he was given authority to make war with the saints and
overcome
them. But in the previous chapter, it said they overcame by the word of their testimony. So some Christians will not succumb to being overcome, but some will. And if we look in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, 8, and 11, it talks about how the Antichrist guy, that the little horn, is going to overtake the world with deception and prosperity. He's going to win them somehow. Mm-hmm. He's going to wave trinkets and give them flowers and a rose to the ladies and kiss their babies, and they'll love him. That's what we're observing right now. So let's go on with his speech right here. Here we go.
Over the last long period of time, the flu, the common flu, you know this, right? From 27,000 to 70,000 people get infected, and many people die. Think of it. 27,000, you lose 27,000 people to the common flu. It can be much more. 1 year was much higher than the 70,000 number. Those people die. So when you lose 27,000 people a year, nobody knew that. I didn't know that 3-4 weeks ago.
Stop the tape, stop the tape. Okay. First of all, to say nobody knows that, nobody knew that, Allison. We were talking about this a year ago.
Right.
People talk about the flu every year. Are you going to get the shot? How many people die every year of the flu? How many? But usually it's people that are frail, that are older, elderly, and they succumb because...
just get wiped out by it, yeah.
And it's usually pneumonia. But for him to... all of you guys are stupid. No one knew it. I just found this out. So basically what he's saying is he just finally learned something that we all knew already. And since he just learned it, no one else knew it before him. Folks, do you see how... Trump's way of thinking is, it's just so infantile. He's like a fifth grader. I learned it for the first time. That means I'm smarter and no one else knew it, but I now know. And by the way, you should congratulate me for telling you that people die of the flu every year.
But I knew it first. Nah, 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 nah.
Okay, let's go on. This is absurd. This is absurd. Okay, here we go.
I didn't know that. 3-4 weeks ago, I was sitting down. I said, what do we lose with the regular flu? They said about 27,000 minimum, goes up to 70, sometimes even 80. 1 year, went up to 100,000 people. I said, nobody told me that. Nobody knows that.
Nobody told me that. Therefore, nobody knew it. He said it again.
The CDC even has a report every year on how many people succumb to the flu. You can look it up. Go to the CDC website.
When you go to the doctor on a regular checkup, there's a poster talking about how many die of the flu, so therefore get the shot.
Yeah.
Everyone, man. Okay, let's go on.
Washington Democrats are trying to politicize the coronavirus, denigrating the noble work of our public health professionals.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. Okay. We've been listening to this speech for a few minutes. He's given this at a rally. He's talking about the coronavirus at a Trump rally. It's a political rally. He's using the coronavirus for political means in front of them. But then he said Washington Democrats are trying to politicize it. But that's what we're listening to right now. He's given a speech to lift himself up and tell the people how great he is. But then he says those people are using politics.
But that's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing right now. This is... oh, man. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Here we go.
We're actually helping a lot of other countries where they have some very, very big problems. So we have our professionals in constant touch. I'm in constant touch with some of the leaders and helping them out.
that's not true. That's not true, because the world is looking to other countries that are actually dealing with it in a different manner. And everybody's in shock looking at how the United States is dealing with it. That's not even true. The whole world is looking at the United States in shock because they're wondering what is going on there. Why aren't they getting on top of this?
Why are they number one at the deaths?
Yeah.
And infections?
Yeah.
India has way more people.
Mm-hmm.
So does China.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the most deaths. That's MAGA.
Yeah.
MAGA.
Yeah.
Earlier today, when I met with the pharmaceutical companies, things were discussed and learned. Honestly, the media didn't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an engineered plan to destroy the world economy, to change the reserve currency of the world to something other than the U.S. dollar. And when that happens, there's going to be a lot of pain. The Federal Reserve is buying up everything first, and they're propping up the stock market. The stock market's going up right now, by the way. Have you noticed? Mm-hmm. We have had rallies in the middle of this horrible crisis where half the country's not working. The stock market's going up. Mm-hmm. That doesn't even make sense. Who's buying the stocks? All those people at home that are scared, losing their jobs, their retirement funds are in disarray and vaporizing. This thing is engineered to get the people to use up everything. All the resources are going to be spent. They're going to hang them out to dry, and the people are slowly wilting, deteriorating. They're losing their money, their resources, their assets. And then finally, when everyone is broke, mm-hmm. they're going to come up with their grand scheme, their final solution. So Trump saying he's working with the rest of the world, that was a Freudian slip to reveal this is a big plan for the whole world economy to crash and then put us in lockdown forever with this corral thing. And then to somehow identify every person with this new vaccine that's coming that could have biometric identifiers in it. We don't know. We're hearing the rumors, though.
Yeah.
So he let us know that he's working with the world and he loves the vaccine companies. Here we go.
Earlier today, when I met with the pharmaceutical companies, things were discussed and learned. Honestly, the media didn't know. Nobody knew. They've never heard this before, and we learned a lot. But we're going to reduce the severity of what's happening, the duration of the virus. We discussed all of these things. We will bring these therapies to market as rapidly as possible.
We just heard a total psyop. This speech was full of lies. It sounded good, though, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It was encouraging.
Yeah.
But if a person does not break it down and they just become part of the momentum of the energy in the crowd, mm-hmm. they're not using their brain.
No.
But what we just did was we paused it and we itemized and identified and dissected his words to show that it's not true. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we have to look forward to. Donald Trump is going to oversee the inoculation of the whole world, and he's going to oversee the vaccination of your kids and your loved ones with a soup that they have no responsibility whether it goes bad or not.
Yeah.
They're not responsible. So what sort of illnesses are we going to see? Is the injection of the vaccine going to be the actual real virus? Is phase two going to have a souped up version of the weak one that just came out that wasn't effective enough? Have they tweaked it because they're noticing it's not killing enough people? Is this whole thing to get us to what we read in Deagle, when the population is going to be reduced in the West down to numbers that are just a portion of what we have now? Germany's 28 million, 29 out of 80 million. Yeah. It goes down. The United States goes from 330 down to 89. It's crazy.
It's crazy numbers.
Ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of this program is to shine the light on the lies that are continuing right now. Yes, the virus is real. Yes, some people are dying. Yes, some are. But the numbers are not true. We have to be wise. And I am going to continue sharing this. I'm not going to stop sharing this. And I have to share this. And let me take it even further. Based on what we're observing right now, we cannot just pick and choose and say Trump is the innocent guy in this little party they're having. If we're watching Bible prophecy take place and Trump is a leader of the free world and he's going to make sure everyone gets poked and inoculated until we see otherwise, he's the guy.
Yeah.
Is he going to cancel the election?
We shall see.
We shall see. So how many of them will go along with this?
Probably a lot, because Trump is their God. Trump is their white horse. They believe every word he says. You know, you can't throw any facts at anybody. So they're going to go along with this.
And what are they going to do to the people who don't go along?
The enemies of the state. They don't go along with the grand plan.
I can see lynch mobs developing. I can see all those groups that were hoping that Trump was sincere.
Trump has already brought out the ugly face of America. So I can see it happening, definitely.
So he has his little army of squads that will go along with all of this.
Yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to stress and establish that the players in this narrative that's taking place before our eyes are deceiving everybody. We're still watching theater. Unfortunately, I'm observing that a lot of Christians and a lot of evangelicals are still operating under the left-right paradigm. Or in other words, the Democrat versus Republican or liberal versus conservative. Folks, that is all theater. In order for this event to be successful, there needs to be a portion of the electorate of citizens who will support it. So it needs to be sold to the residents of America as well as other countries. A lot of people believe it because, well, in order to have a campaign that deceives the world, the campaign needs to be convincing, which by its very nature shows that it's deception. Because there's too much evidence now. We have seen too many people come forward that are whistleblowing about this thing. And what we continually are hearing is that when this virus has been examined in the laboratory, it is revealed that it was man-made. There are parts of HIV in COVID-19, as well as SARS and some of the other nasty diseases that have come and gone over the years. This thing is man-made, folks. Now, whether or not it was deliberately on purpose from Wuhan, or whether it was sabotage, for example, the CIA releasing it in Wuhan and then allowing it to spread to the whole world. There's evidence that's coming forth that is now showing China knew about it months before they announced it, back in October. In the middle of October, there was some activity that took place in the Wuhan area where the laboratory was evacuated for several weeks. The arrival of this thing does not match what we're hearing in the official narrative. It does not make sense. So in order for this operation to be successful, and in order for this thing to conquer the world, which is what it's doing, the leaders of the world needed to be informed that it was coming. And when we look backwards at the weeks and months before COVID showed up, we can see an interesting chain of events that took place. Several hundred CEOs of large corporations resigned from their posts. They bugged out. They left. And this was in the hundreds. Now, that right there is very suspect and does give support that there was prior knowledge of this thing and that the bigwigs knew that it was coming. The oligarchs knew it was coming. The billionaires of the world knew it was coming. So we have that activity that took place. And then when we go backwards, even from this year, we can see that over the course of months and years, Bill Gates and his foundation has been given speeches all around the world with heads of state announcing that the vaccine program that he was working on is going to be a success and that he wanted to bring about some sort of vaccine for the whole planet. He talked about it on several occasions. He's been doing speeches about it, and most of you folks know this. We can also go back and see that Fauci, Trump's little goblin man, was also involved with pharmaceutical companies, and he pushed the narrative that vaccines were a necessary thing. His National Institute of Health did fund research for the coronavirus in Wuhan. $3.7 million was given to the Wuhan lab by Anthony Fauci. Most of you have heard a lot of this, you've read about it, because this information is now everywhere. The thing that's really odd that we must be very, very careful that we do not do is that we do not fall under those who succumbed to deception in the end times. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a Christian, if you are a Bible-believing Christian, you're born again, Jesus lives in your heart, you trust him as your Savior, there's a very large possibility that you fall under the demographic of those who are awake and who are students of Bible prophecy. Most likely, you're aware of the New World Order and the players of the New World Order. You're aware of the culture. And if so, then most likely you are aware of the New World Order plan for the conquest of the planet. You're aware of ID 2020. You're aware of the 2030 agenda by the UN, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. You're aware of the agendas, sustainable development, and all of those evil pantheistic, earth-worshipping agendas that want to corral and place the world into a prison, to place the world into lockdown. You're aware of all those things. So you're a student of Bible prophecy, and you also know about the quote-unquote players of end-time Bible prophecy, which would be the Bilderbergs and those who go to Bohemian Grove. And you're aware that the neocons want to have war. They want to start wars. They want to conquer the world. There's an empire-building agenda that the United States has undergone over the past few years. You're aware of all those things. So if we're in the last days and you're aware of all those things, that means that the people who are involved in decision-making, those who are pulling the levers, those who are pulling the strings in the world are a part of Bible prophecy. So then we must also place on the table that if we are students of prophecy and we know how things are going to play out, that means that, folks, it looks like we're right at the cusp of end-time Bible prophecy. The seals are being broken. The horses have been released before our eyes. The conquering is taking place by the horse with the crown, the white horse. Now, I said a moment ago, I know a lot of folks have been taught that the first horse is the Antichrist to go out and conquer. So therefore, if the Antichrist is not on the world right now, we don't see the Antichrist in the world. That means the first horseman has not been released. Now, if we are stubborn about that interpretation and steadfast about it, and we're not willing to consider other possibilities, then we may find ourselves under the unfortunate category of those who were deceived in the end times. The Bible tells us over and over and over that deception will be the main ingredient, will be the engine that flourishes during the end of time before Jesus comes back. Deception. So folks, let's think about this. If deception is the tool that will be used, that means that a lot of the things that are taking place before our eyes right now are lies. The coronavirus, the way it's being played out, yes, there is a monster virus out there that causes illness, but the response to this virus that the whole world has undergone, it goes beyond logic because the numbers aren't adding up, and we have already heard about the numbers that are fudged and the doctors who are told to write down COVID when it wasn't COVID. And we're hearing about how this thing is destroying the entire world economy. It's going to bring famine. It's going to destroy everything. So this thing is being played out through deception. And a lot of people are being made to be afraid. You know, first they said, don't wear a mask. And then they said, everyone has to wear a mask. And then the WHO said, don't wear a mask because nurses need masks. And if you wear a mask, you're going to cause more spread of the disease. The World Health Organization said that a few months ago. But now they're saying everyone needs to wear a mask. So it's back and forth. Some places are forcing people to wear masks while others are not. A lot of people are confused over what to believe. But one of the most important things that we have to keep on the table, ladies and gentlemen, is when you hear a news report or you're hearing about new measures that are going to be enacted in America or in Canada or in Europe, then most likely those measures are a part of the plan of deception. They're part of Operation Deception. Now, if that is the case, and now we have a vaccine that they're working on and they're going to poke everybody by force using the military, they're going to force you to take this vaccine when we don't even know what's in it. We don't know if it's going to cause more deaths. We don't know what kind of triggers are going to be included in it. We don't know what kind of poisons are going to be included. Is nanotechnology going to be in it? RFID elements going to be in the vaccine? I know a lot of you have opinions about it. I'm suspicious that they're going to be putting RFID chips and technology and nanotechnology and other things that have nothing to do with a coronavirus type of vaccine. They're going to throw in a lot of other stuff, where all world citizens would be able to be tracked and monitored and maintained and corralled and steered to wherever they want us to go. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if all of that is taking place right now, and Jesus said, don't be deceived, we must be willing to consider that every person in power right now, any person who is a president or a prime minister or a leader of a government or a governor or whoever is serving as a politician right now, and I'm talking about the president, President Trump, as well as others, then we have to also be willing to consider and be honest with ourselves that every one of those people know what's going on. They know the agenda. They know the outcome. They know that there's an end game. They know what is coming down the line. They know. They know what's at the end of the line. They know what bridge is ahead for all of us. They know. They're aware. So let me just say it. Donald Trump knows what's going on. He knows this operation. And I noticed that a lot of people are posting on Facebook. They will post on Facebook and they show GIFs and images and sound bites and news reports of Fauci. And of course, Fauci's guilty. And then they'll show similar stories about Bill Gates and his vaccine program, the foundation. They'll show that. And then they'll show Nancy Pelosi and still Obama's even coming up. So people are blaming the Democrats and this team for Operation Warp Speed, the vaccine team, people are showing the players who stand next to Donald Trump. Fauci is shown. And now this new guy, Moncef Saloui, the new czar of the vaccine program, has also been shown, and there people are talking about it. I'm getting emails about him. He was part of several vaccine companies, pharmaceutical companies. that were affiliated with DARPA and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So yes, these people are all part of the coven of sorcery that wants to poison all world citizens with their evil soup. So folks will talk about Fauci and all these other players, but they will ignore that Donald Trump is the president. And they will ignore that Donald Trump is the one introducing Fauci at those press gatherings. They will ignore that Trump is introducing all the players around him of the team members of Operation Warp Speed. But then they ignore that Trump has anything to do with it. And folks, please don't do that. Right now, we are watching a great deception. Donald Trump is the main player of this. He is the poster boy of this. He is the actor in this. He is the theater. He's the talent to convince everyone to posture himself as a friend of evangelicals, as a friend of freedom, as a friend of safety. But then at the same time, he hired Fauci. He placed Fauci in charge. And now this new guy. So Trump is not innocent, ladies and gentlemen. Trump is a part of this deception. He's the main player of this deception because through him, he is hypnotizing a large portion of the voting public. 40%, the evangelicals, the church, folks who go to church, trust that whatever he comes up with is going to be okay. And now Trump announced that he's going to use the military. He even has the military involved in Operation Warp Speed. So Trump is going to force vaccinate the country of America. Now, at what point will Trump supporters and those who are wearing the MAGA hats, at what point will they admit that he's lying, that he's a fraud, that he's an actor? He's doing good cop, bad cop. Ladies and gentlemen, please do not continue to fall for this. I have been pleading for years that Donald Trump is not your friend. I have been pleading for years from day one when he first started. It is on record. I said that he's going to be the overseer of the economic crisis, the economic crash, the fall of the dollar reset, the debt crisis. He's going to oversee that, and he's also going to be a war president. And now we see it happening. And he is so successful in his ways. I find it amazing that the evangelical church continues to believe that he's on their side. If you are a Trump supporter and you follow Q, Q is a psyop. Q is not real. Q is not a human being. Q is a CIA psyop. The job of QAnon is to anesthetize Trump's supporters, to hypnotize them, to make them believe in a narrative that is never going to happen. It's so absurd. I've heard some of the Q followers and even Q announced this COVID lockdown is really the real purpose of this is so that while everyone's in their house locked down, the government, Trump's people are rounding up all the pedophiles all around America by the hundreds and by the thousands. Ladies and gentlemen, come on. That's just stupid. I mean, let's just be honest here. That is just dumb. The entire world is in lockdown. Entire nations. There's 200 nations in this planet, give or take, plus or minus. And all of those nations are in lockdown. They have to wear masks. What sort of logic and sense does it make that this thing is taking place around the entire planet and it's going to crash the world economy and it's going to cause famine and a lot of people, millions of people are going to die of hunger all around the world. And a lot of people are already dying. People are committing suicide. A lot of people who need operations for other things, for hearts or for their organs or for transplants or other things, are not getting the help they need. They're not getting those surgeries, so they're dying. There are people that need cancer treatment that aren't getting it, so they're dying. So really, can we really believe that all of this is taking place to round up some pedophiles? All of these people are dying to round up pedophiles. Really? That's just, it's insane, folks. And I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to sound unkind, but that's just dumb. Come on. My friend, don't be, what did P.T. Barnum say? You remember what he said? There's a sucker born every minute. Folks, come on. We can't be lollipops. Don't be a lollipop. But so many people are willingly not using their brain. They're turning off their brain and they're not looking at the other evidence that offsets this narrative from QAnon that the reason for the COVID lockdown is to round up pedophiles. That's just stupid, folks. Come on. You should be insulted that they think you're that dumb. I mean, really, if you're a Trump supporter, you should be bothered that they think you're so stupid that you're going to believe something so dumb. Come on, folks. It says in Revelation several times and in Matthew, Jesus said, let the reader understand. He's talking about the end times. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. I don't want to digress with the abomination of desolation, but Jesus throws out the challenge, let the reader understand. We need to have understanding. And then in Revelation, it says, here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. So in order to be able to decode and have our eyes open and be aware, have discernment of the end times, we must have understanding. We must have wisdom. Meaning, folks, in layman's term, we can't be dumb. We can't be stupid and be deceived. In order to be deceived, what does it take to be deceived, folks? First of all, it takes not knowing the truth and believing a lie. But what causes someone to believe a lie? What causes it? How does a person get there? There are a number of ways, but one of the biggest ways is denying the truth, hating the truth, not wanting to examine the truth. So, folks, if you're a Trump supporter and you have a friend that brings you information that offsets and goes against the MAGA narrative, and if you turn it off and say, nope, I'm not going to listen to that, that's a lie, I'm not going to listen to that, then that is opening, that's making, it's forcing, it's causing you to be susceptible to deception. Because if we do not look at the truth, if we don't look at evidence, if we don't look at citations and try to discover if what we're following is true, then a lie can take place and we will follow a lie and deception. Folks, don't let that happen to you. Please don't allow yourself to be deceived by this. Donald Trump is not your friend. Donald Trump is going to force vaccinate the entire country at the end of the year or maybe into next year, however long it takes to get a vaccine. He's going to force vaccinate your children. Please hear these words. And he's doing it with deception. Now, since we're talking about this, I want to remind all of you listening of several prophetic dreams that I had years ago. In the last days, it's a prophecy. Book of Joel. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And it says it. Old men see visions, young men dream dreams. And the handmaidens too, children, old, young, will have this experience. Because God wants to open the eyes of his people. If you do not believe that God does that, then it's going to sound crazy to you with what I'm about to say. It's going to sound crazy. But God does that to warn and to give us discernment. Now, some of you folks who have gotten mad at me, who were mad at me, and if you're back now, maybe you've been gone a year or two when I revealed the truth about Trump and it angered you because you didn't want to believe that Trump could be bad. So you wanted to believe in it, and that's fine. But now you're back. The reason that I've said this before, but I just want to remind everybody, the reason I never fell for it, the reason I didn't believe that Donald Trump was safe is because God showed me before he was president some prophetic dreams that warned me. I have shared those. They're published. They're on my website. I've talked about them over and over. I have had several prophetic dreams about Donald Trump and about how this thing's going to play out and the chain of events that were going to come, which are in motion right now, by the way. There are more events coming. But God shared those with me years ago. In 2010, he gave me a dream, and I call it the eagle and the fox prophecy. And in that dream, it was a prophetic dream. I saw a bird land in my chicken yard. I was outside of my house. The chicken yard was about 100 yards away. And I saw a bird land in the chicken yard. It looked like a turkey. It was big. So I walked to the chicken yard. And as I got closer to it, it was an eagle. I saw that it was a bald eagle walking on the ground. But it was very weak. It was very skinny. And it looked sick. And this eagle was hungry. So he started walking toward the nesting boxes where the nest eggs were kept for my chickens. The nesting boxes were on the ground. So this eagle wanted to take those eggs, but it was too big to get into the nesting boxes. So it fell down on its stomach. And part of the reason was because it was weak. So he fell forward and he started crawling on the ground toward the nesting boxes. As it was crawling, and as that was weak, it was very hungry also, it started turning orange. The eagle turned orange. I was looking at it. It turned orange. You can Google this, folks. Eagle and the Fox Prophecy, Watchman's Cry. It'll come up. The eagle turned orange. So then it wanted to eat the eggs, but it couldn't go inside it. So it needed to reach in with his hands. But bald eagles don't have hands. They don't have fingers, opposable thumbs. But this particular eagle had halfway down its wing, probably where the elbow of the wing would be, you know, where it folds. There was a little nail, like a little finger hook talon, like a bat has. So it had these talon bat finger thingies on the elbow of its wing, and it used that to crack it open. And then it dipped its wing in the entire egg solution, the egg yolk, and then it brought it back and ate the yolk. So it ate the nest eggs. And then it started getting stronger and stronger, and then it stood up and his back was to me, but his head turned from an eagle's head into the head of a fox. And then it turned toward me and said the words in English. It spoke English. It was grinning, and it said, I won. Now, over the past few days, I have been thinking about this dream, and I've asked God about it. And a few days ago, the Holy Spirit prompted me and said, Nathan, take a look again at how the eagle got into the nest eggs. Look at it again. So I did, and I went and read this prophecy just to remind myself. And I saw that this eagle had bat appendages. He had a bat finger, a bat claw on his wing, like a bat. So when we look at what's going on right now, folks, think about this. When we look at what's going on right now, the official narrative that the world is being told is that this thing was an animal market from bats. The bat caused COVID, crossed over into humans from the bat. So that is a lie that the whole world is following, the official story. Now, those who know better are seeing alternative explanations, like it was made in the lab and escaped, or it was allowed to leak on purpose, or as the United States, it was somebody else. But the official story has to do with bats. So in my dream, there's a bat appendage on the bald eagle. And the Holy Spirit was saying, I showed you even back then who the players are going to be. The narrative is going to involve these creatures. So we have the bat in my dream in 2010. We also have the bald eagle. It turned orange. And it wasn't just like brown orange like a golden eagle. It was actually orange like Donald Trump's hair, like the Home Depot logo orange. It was orange. And that right there revealed that the bald eagle was going to be taken over by a persona that was orange, which was Donald Trump. That was a shadow of Donald Trump. He's going to turn orange, and then he turned into a golden eagle, and then the eagle took the yolk from the nest eggs, which now Donald Trump, now get this, folks, this is another thing that's going on. Because the economy is crashing, the legislators, the senators and the congressmen and the White House are trying to put a cork in the leak in the dike. They are using a lot of measures that it's turning debt into a monster on steroids. $4 trillion already. And now another $2, $3, $4 trillion it's going to be spent. By the time this year is done, they're probably going to be up $5, $10 trillion in 1 year. That's just insane. There's no way to pay that. There is no way that tax revenue would even come close to paying that. So the interest that's going to be needed to pay on this is going to cause inflation. And the government's going to need to get money from somewhere. So one of the remedies, one of the ideas that they have already talked about are negative interest rates, which means that anyone that puts their money in the bank, when you put your nest egg in the bank will take a portion of it. They will take it. They will commandeer it. So you put $100 in the bank, and then you will get the receipt with your balance, and it will say, you have $91 in the bank automatically. If you want to have your money in a safe FDIC neighborhood cartel office, then most likely you'll put it in the bank and have some of the money stolen and robbed. That's what's coming. But negative interest rates are going to rob every citizen of a portion of their savings. So this prophetic dream was illustrating this. And when the eagle did it, he had a bat appendage, meaning corona, blamed on a bat. So the reason for stealing the money was because of a bat. That's what this dream was showing. Now I see it better now. I didn't realize it until just recently. Also, the eagle's wing was dipped into the egg yolk and saturated, and then the eagle pulled all of the yolk out and ate it. So what that means, I'm going to say it right here, folks. You watch. The narrative for selling this negative interest rates idea, which is going to rob you of some of your bank account, is going to be molded into a patriotic, everybody's got to work together. This is for the good of the country. It's for the nation. It's for red, white, and blue. It's to make America great. It's all of us working together. It's everyone sacrificing. It's everyone doing their fair portion. All that. They're going to use that to rob. They're going to use the guise of patriotism. Because in my prophetic dream, the eagle dipped its wing into there. So the eagle's wing, patriotism. Rah-rah for red, white, and blue. For MAGA. We're going to be hearing how it's necessary for the sacrifice of all to do this. So this dream that I had in 2010, it's so amazing that it's now playing out. And then it ends with the eagle having the head of a fox, which is Fox News and also sly deception. Fox is very deceptive. And he looked over at me. The eagle turned its head and had a fox head, and he said, I won. And folks, that is one of the big things that Donald Trump is always parading. It's one of his cheers.
We're going to win so much. We're going to win at every level. We're going to win economically. We're going to win with the economy. We're going to win with military. We're going to win with health care and for our veterans. We're going to win with every single facet. We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're going to win more. We're going to win so much.
Winning. We're going to win. Win, 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 win. I won. I won. In the dream, that's what this eagle said. I won. The orange eagle. That was Donald Trump. So in summary, that prophetic dream is becoming even more clear right now. That eagle is Donald Trump. The orange eagle is Trump because Trump has turned the bald eagle into himself. The Republican Party is now the party of Trump. And the White House is now the house of Trump. So I had that dream, and it's becoming more apparent that the involvement of the bat was foretold so long ago. Also, I want to bring another thing to remembrance. Before Donald Trump became the president, and I've shared this a lot of times, folks, I had a prophetic dream. I was standing outside of my house in Idaho, and I looked into the distance, half a mile away, a giant creature was gliding toward me in the air. And it was maybe 1,000 feet in the air. It was coming toward me, and it looked like a pterodactyl, but it was far away. I couldn't make it out. And then as it got closer, I saw that it was not a pterodactyl, but the wings looked like a pterodactyl, but it was actually a creature that had bat wings. It was a giant bat, and it had the body of a bat. And it glided right over me. It was orange. It had bat wings that were orange, and it had Donald Trump's face. And I have shared this over and over that I asked God about it, and God said that's a principality going out to deceive the country and the world that Donald Trump is okay. But how interesting is it that Trump was in the body of a bat? The principality looked like a bat. Folks, this is on record. So now, when we take that prophetic dream and then look at what's going on now, Trump is deceiving everybody. It's being blamed on a bat, but it's a lie. It's deception. And still, so many people will watch Trump get up and do his press conferences and believe that he's the good guy. He's surrounded by bad people who want to develop a vaccine and force us, but he's the good guy. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what deception is. Deception will try to skew the truth and confuse the truth because, see, most people in the natural want there to be a good guy. They want there to be someone that's on their side. They want to pick someone who's an ally. They want someone to be their friend. So they think Trump's their friend. And some of you think Trump is your friend because he did the MAGA, Make America Great, and all of that. But ladies and gentlemen, now I'm pleading with you. I am pleading with you as a brother in Christ, as a Christian who wants to warn, and as someone who is concerned that so many people are being deceived, and as someone who has been instructed by God to warn the people, to tell them what's going on. I am pleading with your sanity. Please have a second look. If you are struggling with what I'm saying, please pray about it and ask God to open your eyes and then look at the fruit. The fruit does not lie. It doesn't matter what he says. Don't look at what he says. Look at what he's doing. Look at what he's threatening. Look at what he's already said he's going to do. He's going to force the military to vaccinate the country. That is not okay, ladies and gentlemen. It's not okay. It's not okay. Also, I want to bring this and put this on the table. If we're in the end times, if COVID is the white horse, if, and I like to throw out to share my studies of the end times by placing on the table what seems to make sense in spite of it going against the crowd, against the tide, against the wind of popularity, it still must be placed on the table. So if we, folks, now think about this. If we're in the end times and the first horseman is COVID, because now famine's about to happen, so we're watching something take place. And if the vaccine is the mark of the beast, and I've heard some people say it is, some people are curious, some people are worried, some people are concerned that it's the mark of the beast, and I'm not going to say it is or it's not, because I don't know yet. I'm still looking into it. But let's just say it is, folks. There's a good portion of you that think it is. If the vaccine is the mark of the beast, and if the horsemen have been released, and if Donald Trump says that he's going to cause everybody to take the vaccine by force of the military, then which role is Trump playing, ladies and gentlemen? Who does that make Trump? Which character in the cast of characters of the end times, which person would he be in the narrative? Who would he be, folks? Just some guy that happens to be there now? So in other words, ladies and gentlemen, how can we be observing all of these things
and see that Trump's going to force everybody to take the vaccine, which could be the mark of the beast, and then still say, I'm waiting for the Antichrist to reveal himself. He's out there. If some of you are still looking for the Antichrist when this is happening right in front of our eyes, then I would have to say, my friend, please look at what's in front of you. In other words, let me sum it up. This would make Trump the guy. It makes him the little horn. It makes him the villain. It makes him the Antichrist. If all these other things are taking place, that makes Trump the guy. If that's the case, and Trump's the Antichrist, or potentially the Antichrist. Now, I'm not saying he is for sure, but he's on the table, and he's my number one suspect. He is my number one suspect because of the way he behaves and what he's doing. I watch what he's doing. I hear the lies he's saying. He's surrounded by these people, these creatures, these venomous vermin who want to poison you and your family. If Trump is standing next to these vermin, how can he be innocent if he appointed them, if he announces them, if he promotes them? If he says they're doing a good job, if he names the operation Warp Speed, we're going to do this. We're going to succeed. We're going to be successful. We're going to get rid of this thing. It makes him the guy, ladies and gentlemen. And if that's the case, then the Church of America and the evangelicals of America and the leaders, the spiritual leaders of America, need to stop giving Trump a free pass. And if you might be one of those who's giving Trump a free pass, I want to challenge you to rethink what you're doing. Please rethink what you're doing. Because what if you are giving the Antichrist a free pass? What if, my friend? What if in your desire to be patriotic, you bypass spiritual vigilance and you bypass desiring to know and you bypass having the wisdom and understanding that God offers and you bypass the clues and the hints that you're hearing about because you just want America to be great? Folks, we have a choice. We cannot be nationalistic and patriotic and at the same time an end-time remnant believer. You cannot be full force 100% patriotic, and full force 100% remnant. You can't do both. Because in order to be patriotic in the end times, the Bible says they will worship the beast. The beast is the end time kingdom, the end time governmental system. And the people are going to worship it. How? Why? By what means? Well, we're told. Daniel tells us how. It says that the Antichrist, the little horn, is going to use prosperity. He will deceive with prosperity. He would destroy wonderfully with prosperity. Now, what does that mean? It means that while the world is going bankrupt, the Antichrist, the little horn guy, will pass laws and stimulus packages to send a check to the Christians so that they will be subdued. He will send money to buy the loyalty of the people, to buy the vote of the people, to buy their allegiance. He's going to do that. The Bible says so. With prosperity, he will destroy many. With deception, he will destroy many. Ladies and gentlemen, the deception is in place right now. It's underway. It's before our eyes. It's so important that we see this. It's so important that we realize this. It's so important that we really wake up. What does this mean? How does this affect me, Nathan? This affects you because now is the time that we must get our house in order. Now is the time where we must come back to God. Now is the time we must return to our first love. If we are lukewarm, if we're not where we're supposed to be, my friend, if you're not where you're supposed to be, if you're not living how you're supposed to be, if you're struggling with things, now is the time to make it right. Now is the time to come back to God. Now is the time to repent, my friend, because Jesus wants to cleanse his church. He wants a bride that is ready. We must submit to him. So it's time, my friends. It's time for us to come back to God. It's time for us to strengthen ourselves, to strengthen our hearts, and also to share the warning with others. There are so many of you that have family members that are still enamored with Trump. They're still believing the lies. They're still believing the left-right paradigm. They're still believing the Hegelian dialectic, you know, one side against the other, the WWF wrestling. They're still believing that. Folks, we're beyond the bridge. The bridge caught on fire and it burnt behind us and it collapsed. The bridge is gone. We're on the other side. Now, we've crossed the Rubicon. There's no going back. Nothing's going to return to normal now. The economy is in the middle of a crash. A horrible depression is on its way. Horrible. So what do God's people need to do? We need to seek God for wisdom. We need to be seeking God for how to navigate. We need to be seeking God for his leading on how to navigate. But we need to be getting prepared, folks. Please, my friend, the food situation is not going to improve. There are things that God's people can be doing right now to prepare for this. And I want to encourage all of you to do that because this thing's not going to go away. We're going to have several very explosive events come in the financial world, and there's going to be two or three of them
based on what I'm hearing, there's going to be two or three implosions where we will wake up on a Monday morning and we will hear that the banks are closed or that the stock market is crashing. And it's going to be a shock when it happens. So we cannot wait until after it happens. The preparation from God's people needs to be done now. So with that, folks, I'm going to go ahead and end this program. I have another program coming and we're going to go into detail. Allison and I are going to go into a lot more detail of things that are happening. And we're going to look into the Bible, look into prophecy. We're going to talk about those things as well as a lot of other things, folks. So we appreciate you listening to this program. Please share this with everybody that you know. Share it with your friends, family members, spiritual leaders. And if you have friends who are Trump supporters, ask them to listen to this. And if you happen to be a Trump supporter and you were given this program by a friend, please pray about the things you hear. Please pray about it, these things that I'm sharing. Okay, my friend? Now, if you appreciate what we're doing here at Watchman's Cry, we need and we appreciate your support. So, folks, remember us in your prayers and in your support for provision. For provision, folks. I do have bills to pay, and I also have to try to get situated to get food and those type things for my family. So we appreciate your support. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website at watchmanscry.com. That's Watchman's Cry, WATCHMANS cry.com. And I also have a Facebook page, and you can find me on Facebook under Nathan Leal, NATHAN, and my last name is LEAL, Nathan Leal, and Watchman's Cry is also attached to it. With that, ladies and gentlemen, stay safe, stay vigilant, stay healthy, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.